The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Good morning, Catherine Thomas in for John for the next week. Now, your house is probably slightly noisier than most Monday mornings, or your car may be a little bit quieter with no school run on the agenda. For the next 2 weeks, it is holiday season, and I can tell you, out at The Voice last night in the Helix, you could feel it. There was 1,000 kids who were in flying form looking forward to their break. And somebody else actually who's in flying form, looks to be in flying form, she caught my eye. It's page 10 of today's Irish Independent. Was her beaming smile actually that caught me, and it's a great story of a Tipperary born entrepreneur who's gone from losing 2 shops during the recession to wholesaling her designs to 17 countries, and she's blended style with healthy living by launching tops which can help protect from skin cancer. Sandra Walsh, good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
Now, are school holidays being appreciated in your house?
Well, they are, because both my children, Alex and Vicky, were on the Raz last night, so they're not even up to hear their mother speaking.
That's it. There's going to be a lot of duvets, heads over duvets, I think, for the next week. So tell us how you got involved in the world of design.
Well, I grew up in Tipperary Town, as you said, in the fur business. My parents had the fur shop in Tipperary Town, Pauline and Dick Corcoran. And so I would have always been exposed to fashion as a young woman. And my mother had trained in the 1940s in Brown Thomas. So again, we'd have had quality and fashion always in our house and in our mind. Mm. I sold my first fur coat at the age of 13 to Richard Burton,
his husband.
Yeah, I did.
Fantastic.
It was a great experience. But of course, at that time, Catherine, well, you know, being a country girl, we didn't even have a camera in the shop. We didn't send it to the Nationalist. We just got on with and sold the next fur coat to the next lady coming in.
And what was Richard Burton doing there?
Well, my father's first cousin, it was a man called Tom Hayes, and Tom was a film director, and he was making a movie in the Glenavarhala called Tristram and Isolde. And Richard was Tristram and Kate Mulgrew was Isolde. And he invited my sister Adrian and my mother Pauline and my father and I up to the Glenavarhala, actually my brother Noel, up to the Glenavarhala to meet with Richard Burton and Kate Mulgrew. So it was a lovely experience. Actually, I had my first tomato juice and I have never had one since. I'll never drink it. And he invited us up to meet these celebrities, which was magnificent, as you can imagine, in the Glenavarhala, the setting and everything. So then the next day, he came into my mother's shop. My mother had gone off for her lunch. So I was 13, and I was manning the shop for my mum for the lunchtime. And in came Richard Burton, and he was buying a coat for Kate Mulgrew.
What a beautiful story.
A great first sale. A great first sale, you know, and Barbara Power, as you know, in the Irish Independent, is so supportive of Irish design.
She said to me,
Sandra, I've been writing about you for 15 years. You've never told me that story until now. And I said, you know, because we didn't, Catherine, you know, you didn't talk. There was no Twitter or no Facebook then, you see, so you couldn't.
No cameras, no phones.
No, nothing.
So that was your first sale, and did that spark the love of fashion then that continued?
Yes, it did. But there were 6 of us that grew up in Tip, and my parents were adamant that we'd all come up to Dublin or Cork and get qualified. So I came to St. Vincent's Hospital to do nursing, and but I always fancied having boutiques, or I say boutiques, you know, as if it's you just open a chain of them. I fancied having a boutique, when I was in my second year in Vincent's, I went home one weekend and said to my mum, I think actually that I'm going to give up nursing and I'm going to open a boutique. And she thought it was a fantastic idea, because naturally she had done it, and Daddy was very supportive.
And you'd kind of done what they'd wanted. You'd gone and you'd got the qualification.
Yeah, no, I hadn't at this stage, you see. I was still in my second year and I was going to give it up.
Okay.
And so my mother thought it would be great to just finish my nursing and then I could do what I liked.
Right.
But I stayed nursing for further 11 years after that. And of course, now I'm very glad I did, because I learned a huge amount from all of that. I worked in Vincent's, and then I left Vincent's in 1995. Now, I had travelled in the meantime and always would be looking at the fashion in Australia and, you know, in the UK and everything, France and that. But always loved, fancied the idea of having my own business. So I left Vincent's in 95 and went to work with Astra Pharmaceuticals, and I was the first asthma nurse in Astra Pharmaceuticals. So again, I learned a lot from medical to business. And then I opened Sands, which were my boutiques, in 1998. And I had two young children at the time. And I said to my husband, Barry, I'd love to open a boutique. And my husband's fantastic. He just said, I think you'd be fabulous at it. Off you go.
So where did you open the first one? Yeah.
The first one was in Mount Merion. And it was a shop that had just, it was an empty shop on Deer Park Road. It was a wonderful shop. And I had a wonderful catchment area. And I had all the Mount Anville mums, you know, buying the lunch in Ed's on the way over. And then they'd come up to Sands, have a little look, and then pop up and collect the sweetheart.
And at that time, they had the money to lunch and go shopping and the whole thing.
That's the point. That's the point. That all changed then.
Yeah, because you were hit very hard by,
by
the recession. How difficult was it to deal with that? I mean, I know you've had great success for those few years. And I mean, it happened quite quickly then.
Yes, it did. I had great success for 12 years. And then I just... Well, I couldn't keep going, Catherine, actually, to be honest. I had moved at this stage then to Sands in Dunville Avenue in Ranelagh, and I had opened another one in Blackrock. And, you know, I had a fantastic business. Like, it was a personalised business. I had wonderful staff at the time. And but I just couldn't keep it going. My client base was decimated by the recession. I mean, it was all middle income ladies, and suddenly a lot of my ladies went back to work. A lot of them just stopped spending, whether they had it or they hadn't it, they couldn't keep going at the rate at the spending. And I didn't know, Catherine, then who I ended up was buying for. I couldn't know who my client was anymore. So I have.
But that was the time that nobody really knew who they were.
No. And I must say, I congratulate all the shops that have stayed open. And I actually think that now those that were able to stay open through the recession and hit the really hard times, they will absolutely thrive and prosper, because Irish people will support Irish people. And
absolutely,
we need to support our Irish boutiques, and because we're fantastic.
And you, I mean, you sound so passionate. I can feel that you love fashion. So how do you pick yourself up after getting such a knock like that to go on and develop and create a new business?
Well, I had designed Canopy about 6 months before I closed Sands, and I had no intention of closing Sands. So it isn't that I was kind of doing a natural trajectory from one retail business to suddenly wholesale and distribution. But I couldn't sell a sleeveless dress in my shop, because I was looking at you last night on The Voice of Ireland, and you have beautiful arms. But I'm going to help you wear that dress again with Canopy under it for the winter. But not everybody has beautiful arms. And no matter how hard we try, particularly for women, the muscle, the elasticity goes in the top of the arms. So I could see this, that I couldn't sell the sleeveless dress. The lady wasn't prepared to pay the 100 for the jacket or the cardigan to go over it. And there was nothing out there. So I designed Canopy, Canopy Sleeves, which is a simple, seamless, elegant solution that clips onto the bra straps, sits on the bra line. It has a front fastening, so it isn't difficult to get it on, and then has no seams at the neck or the sleeve, so it looks like part of her dress.
It's ingenious.
In fact, I was very lucky. I spotted three Canopy sleeves at the Kailura in the Royal Albert in London.
Go on.
Oh my God, it was fantastic. I was so proud.
Fantastic.
You know? Yeah, it was brilliant. You know, because you know, Catherine, to be sitting and watching Michael D and Sabina and all our fantastic artists. My God, the Irish, we can really have a party, can't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're great at it. But to see that is fantastic, you know, it's lovely. Like,
and talk to me about the development of Canopy. I mean, in terms of materials, how long it took to get it to market. I mean, it's now out, you're 17 countries.
Yes.
Talk to me quickly about that journey.
Well, it took, basically, to be honest, I got the first prototype made. I brought it to an Irish company that is manufactured in Shenzhen. They sent back the first prototype. We perfected it. We went back, went forward, back. But you see, I was very lucky, Catherine. I hadn't ever made any enemies in the retail fashion business. So from day one, Pamela Scotts and Fran and Jane said, I want this. I'll have it. I'll support you, Sandra. And then, you know, because I'm so passionate, and I've nothing to prove, Catherine. I'm 49. Like, I've been a success. I've been a failure. You know, I'm not afraid of hard work. Well, I wouldn't be coming from the Corcorans in Tipperary anyway, or from Vincent's Hospital. We know all about hard work. But I'm not afraid of it. And I'm not afraid of the answer being no. I just find another way of going back into it. So it took, to be honest, they came on the floor. I suppose the development of it took from November 2011 and on the floor. Sabina Higgins wore the first canopy. Joan Bergen brought it to her when Michael was inaugurated, and she wore it for one of the receptions. And so that was in November, I think, 2011. And then it came to the shop floors, to Brown Thomas and Avoca and Arnott's and Cleary's, in April 2012. And it's always been perfected. Now it's front opening. And then, of course, I've had a natural trajectory bringing out the canopy tops.
Yeah.
So that's, you see, because I'm always identifying, Catherine, what the problem is. I'm always trying to meet unmet needs.
Mm. And so the tops are the next phase.
And then you develop that
they can protect you from
against
skin cancer.
Yes, yeah. They have a UTF.
Which, of course, your nursing background
exactly.
was instrumental
in. That's why I thank Mummy every day that she made me qualify, because
I
understood
college.
It. But, you know, so it's kind of finding that what, you know, what is it I can do? What can I bring that's different? And I love women. I love to empower them, and now I want to protect them. Mm. And so with Canopy Tops, then I just showed them to Dr. David Fennelly, who's a consultant oncologist in Vincent's. And so he loved the idea of prevention rather than cure. So, again, the market is huge because... as you know, we should always be wearing a protection factor. You know, the companies recommend we wear an SPF on our skin, on our face.
And now you would have seen firsthand the damage caused by the sun.
I mean, it's extraordinary. Mm, I mean, I think we should be all going for this mapping, you know, for the skin moles and everything. And now I'm providing canopy tops with the UPF 50 in them. So, you know, it just gives you a layer of protection.
Well, listen, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I've got a text coming in here. Catherine, please thank that lady. As a fashion-conscious woman with chronic psoriasis, she has restored my self-confidence.
Oh, isn't that
thank
wonderful.
You for Canopy. And that comes in from Liz. Sandra Walsh is some woman, funny, positive, inspirational. And that's from Liz Bell in Tipperary.
Oh, thank you very much, Liz.
And the tops are not only acting as protection from skin cancer, but you're also donating to the Mary Keating Fund.
Yes,
so
I am.
That's €2 per top.
Yeah, well, yes, actually, probably significantly more, actually, Catherine. It's a percentage that we're doing. For those that are sold on canopysleeves.com, there'll be a decent percentage given to cancer. Well, you see, again, this was my thoughts, and I have a fantastic PR lady called Barbara Stack from NPR, and we trash everything out. And I said to her, what can I do for women? So instantly we thought of the Mary Keating Foundation is so pro-women and always about, you know, what can they do? And I thought, then you have the women's mini marathon. They could wear a canopy top. They could have a threefold give, you know, support the Mary Keating Foundation, support an Irish company and keeping Irish jobs, because I'm with O'Rourke's in Fashion City.
Mm.
And they're my distributors and they're fantastic employers.
Well, listen... I'm absolutely delighted for you. Continued success. And as I said, not just for bingo wings, but I think it's economical because you can change. One dress becomes two or three or
That's
four.
Right.
So I think it's brilliant.
That's right.
Sandra Walsh.
And Catherine, the best of luck to you. We're all very proud of you.
Oh, thank
you. You're a wonderful girl. You know, you used to do the travel show, and my husband is Joe Walsh Tours, you know, Barry Walsh.
Yes.
And so we used to just love when we'd see you on the television and say, oh, look, she'd sell any holiday for us.
Well, listen, it's been great chatting to you.
Catherine.
As I said, continued success.
Thank
Sandra
you very
Walsh.
Bye bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Back
bye.
After
the John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.